We have Jack Gaulke joining the show, Oakland University sharpshooter, who has the second most three-point field goals made in the entire country, only four behind the leader, Tyler Thomas. He has a chance to pass him in the NCAA tournament here as they drew Kentucky. But Jack, how are you doing today? Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here. And, man, just excited. We got Kentucky, like you said. It's going to be awesome playing a blue blood like that. Obviously, that place will be rocking. You know, their fans travel well. So it might be like a road game atmosphere. But I'm really excited. And those are the type of games you live for. These are the moments, man.
Exactly. And off camera, I just said like that you have a story that's one of my favorite stories that you can find. One of the best sports stories that I've seen in a while. It's a story of perseverance. And yeah, for people who don't know, you started your career at Hillsdale College, Division II, redshirted your first year, played limited minutes your first two seasons. Your role expanded in your redshirt junior year. You had a really nice fifth year. And now you're at Oakland University in your sixth year. And you're a key piece, 12 points per game, as I mentioned. You're one of the best shooters in the entire country. And you can shoot in a variety of ways, whether it's off the bounce, you know, step back, you know, defend it right in your face, you know, rubbing off of screens left, right. Yeah, but before we talk about your story a little bit more, the first question I have for you is, yeah, obviously you drew Kentucky. What's the confidence level? What's the vibe heading into that matchup so far? And what do you know about Kentucky?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone around the country knows they got two tremendous young guards in Shepherd and Dillingham. And I mean, I haven't watched a ton of Kentucky this season, but we'll get in on the film. But you just know they're always going to come with those tremendous guards, and they're going to be able to score the ball. And hopefully we can just confuse them a little bit with our zone. It's a different style zone that they probably haven't seen before. And that's kind of why we run it, is for these important games to be going against a team that usually sees man coverage and just switch it up and get them out of their rhythm. So it's going to be interesting. We're definitely confident going into it. We competed with a lot of really good Power 5 teams in the non-conference. We got a win at Xavier, so we know we can do it. We're just going to have to bring our A game, because obviously they're a tremendous team, and anything can happen in March.
No doubt. I mean, they lost to St. Peter's in 2022, and this year Kentucky doesn't have a force in the post that would make me – like, they had Tshiebwe back then, and they still lost to St. Peter's. So, but if they had that, I'd be a little bit more concerned. But you guys have some decent size on your own. You got Townsend, Conway, and then you and Lampman, you guys can both fill it up. You guys are averaging 6.8 threes per game made between the two of you. Just talk about how you personally, how you're feeling. Talk about the locker room, but how are you feeling?
Oh man, I'm feeling great. We had a really good conference tournament, competitive games, but I think we played really well and we kind of played up to our potential. So I think we're going into this just with a good head on our shoulders, really excited to get out there and compete on this national stage, because we prepared all year to get to this point. We knew we could compete here, and now it's kind of just go out there and make the plays, because the preparation has already happened. Obviously, we'll get a couple practices in this week, but you put in all the work this year and years past to get yourself ready for a situation like this. So just got to go in with confidence and a little bit of swagger too.
Yeah, no doubt. And that championship game against UWM, I feel like UWM is a team in some ways that can kind of simulate the athleticism and the speed of a blue blood. I mean, perhaps their attention to detail isn't as good, but their athleticism is there. So I thought you guys handled it very well. And right off the bat, you hit a corner three and gave a little point to the bench. Just out of curiosity, what were they saying there?
They had some choice words for me. We were going back and forth a little bit the previous game we played at their place. So I think they came into this one and were trying to get under my skin early, just saying a couple things to me. I won't repeat them on the pod here, but I had to call him out right away after making that shot, and immediately the ref got on me and was like, no, we're not doing that today. So I had to shut down the trash talk after that. I didn't want to get teed up for my team.
There we go. I love it. I love the confidence. But if I told you after your redshirt sophomore season, where I have the stats, you average 5.8 minutes per game, 2 points per game, that you'd be second in the country, as I mentioned before, second in the country in three-point field goals made, averaging 12 points per game on a really good Oakland team that just punched the ticket to the NCAA tournament, what would you have told me?
I mean, definitely would have been extremely surprised. I always knew, I always had a confidence in myself, like I could achieve things and I could get to a certain point where I've always dreamed of. But I definitely, after my first couple of years at Hillsdale, I think it was after my redshirt year, I realized, hey, I gotta lock in, I gotta get with this grind, and I gotta put the time in. And because I knew it wasn't like my coach was screwing me over or anything, I just wasn't quite good enough yet, and that's okay. So I just had to put the time in, get in the gym, work on my jumper, work on all the other aspects of my game, and kind of just hone in my skills. And I definitely wouldn't have pictured myself in this moment, but now that I'm here and kind of looking back on the work that's kind of led up to this point, I think it all kind of makes sense.
You mentioned that you always had a confidence. Was there ever any like low moments where you questioned that you'd get to a point like this or have success at the D2 level? Was there ever some low moments? And if there were, how'd you get yourself out of it?
Yeah, I mean, basketball especially is such a game of runs and up and down sport. There's certainly low moments throughout, and kind of holding on to that confidence. Sometimes it's going to be super high, sometimes it won't be quite as high, but you always got to have a little bit of it. And there were definitely times. I can remember one specific game, I think it was my redshirt freshman year against Lewis University, where I just remember really thinking I could help the team and I didn't get out on the floor. And that kind of stuck with me, just as like, does my coach have confidence in me? All this type of stuff. And just had to get back in the gym and get back to what I knew of, staying with the routine of working out, getting up shots, all that stuff. And I think that's where I draw my confidence from, especially now as I've gotten older and more experienced, is just from the routine of the work ethic. And once you can build on that, I think the confidence comes from there, and then you just see it play out on the court in the games. So yeah.
Yeah, what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned in your journey, your college journey?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you said it at the beginning, persistence. Like, you just gotta stick with it. If you know what you want, you really can go get it. It's just you gotta put in the work. Sometimes people are gonna put in more work, sometimes people are gonna put in less, and you just gotta keep working at it, never give up. And one of the biggest things for me that I realized was, a lot of people will say something like run your own race. And for me, it's been kind of a roundabout race, kind of all over the place. I, like you said, redshirted my first year, didn't play that much first or my second and third year at Hillsdale. But once I kind of stopped comparing myself to other people and saying, hey, he's playing a lot as a freshman, or he's scoring this many points, and I just kind of focused on myself and, okay, I got to get in the gym and I got to get better. Then I realized that I'm kind of just playing against myself at the end of the day. And the more work I put in, the better I'm going to get, and the more opportunities are going to come from that. So I really like that, of kind of the idea, just focus on yourself, run your own race, don't compare yourself too much to others, and just see what you are capable of.
I love that you said playing against yourself, because that leads perfectly into my next question. If Jack Gehlke in the 23-24 season played Jack Gehlke from the 2018-19 season, your freshman year at Hillsdale, what is that score looking like
Jeez.
up to 21?
Oh geez, man. I mean, like I said, you gotta have confidence, but, and I think young Jack would have confidence in that matchup, but he's getting cooked, man. He's getting cooked. It's been a long road, and I feel personally like I've gotten a lot better. I'm gonna say, I mean, young Jack's he's still gonna hit a three or two, so probably 21, 21-4, maybe 21-3, but it'll be a long day for him.
No doubt. And you're listed on the Hillsdale website at 6'3", 195, which is solid at 6'3" as a basketball player. But now you're listed at 215. How much time have you spent in the weight room?
Oh man, that's I love the weight room. It's something, just another place to work and get better, man. I spend a ton of time in the weight room, and I think that's part of the reason too that I've been able to avoid injuries in my career is you take care of your body, you take care of your joints and stuff like that with stretching and certain exercises to keep yourself like in that mode of going against resistance. It's super important, and I would encourage all young athletes to focus on it. Obviously there's a time when it might be too early in your career, but kind of once you get towards the end of that high school time, I think it's really important, and it'll help you in so many different ways. So yeah, I mean, I'm in the weight room 4 or 5 times a week, getting lifts in, whether we got a game the next day or not. It just really helps my body feel better. And I think once you get into that routine, it's really important.
All right, good deal. And then was transferring to the D1 level, was that a goal of yours when you started at Hillsdale?
No, not at all. My goal out of high school was I just wanted to get a scholarship. I wanted to have my college paid for, so my family didn't have to worry about it, so I didn't have to worry about it. And once I got to Hillsdale, I was just like, okay, I'm here. I'm at a D2 school, but it's a great D2 school. I want to enjoy this and kind of have as much basketball success as I can here. And we did have some great runs. We made some great tourney runs. I had a bunch of success. But once I knew I had that COVID year, that's when I kind of figured, hey, I can maybe make a jump and see where my skills really are in this last year. And just been blessed to be able to have that opportunity to have one more year and go out on a stage like this and try to perform and kind of compare myself to what these other D1 talents are like, and it's been awesome.
All right, good deal. And you, obviously, talking about coaching a little bit earlier, you have a really green light, as green as it gets, quite honestly. And well, what does that mean to you as a player when you have your coach's backing that he trusts you to put up the shots that you do?
It's huge. It's honestly the most important thing that you got your coaches back like that, and that your teammates also feel the same way, because there will be times where my teammates will pass me the ball and I'll swing it to the next guy and I'll be like, hey man, like I didn't pass it to you to pass, I passed it to you to shoot. So it's huge. I mean, they all see like the work that goes into it and the amount of shots I'm getting up. So their faith in return just gives me the ultimate confidence out there, like you said, the ultimate green light to try to impact the game with my shooting. And they do a tremendous job of getting me the ball in the right places, setting screens. And Coach Campy does a tremendous job of calling sets for whether it's for me or for the other guys too, and he just knows where to put us in positions to succeed. And I think that's what's so great about our team is Coach Campy instills the confidence in me and Trey and Blake and all those guys to be able to succeed in our specific roles. And it's just a lot of fun when you go out there and you know that you have that freedom. And you just, I think that's when people play at their best, is when they're just free and having fun out there and you can just be loose.
No doubt, no doubt. And so in the locker room, I see a lot of the top guys, a lot of the core guys have been at Oakland. Obviously, this is your first year there, but a lot of the top guys have been at Oakland for a few years. And I think that says a lot about the culture in the age of the portal. Just talk about what the culture is like and what's that vibe feel like in the locker room.
It's man, it's awesome. It's going into the transfer portal, I didn't really know what to expect coming out of Hillsdale. We had a tremendous team atmosphere at Hillsdale, and I was kind of worried I wasn't going to get that same experience no matter where I ended up. But like you said, having Blake, Trey, and Chris, 4 or 5 year guys here at Oakland, they kind of just set the standard of how everyone's going to be treated, and we're all going to, love each other, and we're going to learn from each other and build this chemistry. And it's just been a tremendous year. I mean, we went to Italy, which was, I think, super helpful for us in the preseason to kind of bond and have that shared experience. We went to the Cayman Islands for a Thanksgiving tournament, another shared experience of traveling and stuff like that. That just brings you super close as a team, and we just learned a lot about each other and all the battles we go through on the court. The chemistry is just really good, and whether it's on the court or off the court, we spend so much time just in the locker room chopping it up, hanging out. So I think that's a big part of our success, is just how much we believe in each other and how much we trust each other.
Absolutely. And hopefully after you guys become a household name when around the country people know who Jack Gehlke is, after a long run in the tournament. When this is
Right.
over, are you looking to continue your playing career next year professionally?
Yeah, definitely. I've always dreamed of playing professionally. It's been a wild ride in college, and I've stretched it out as much as I can. Got 2 degrees out of it, which is great. I'm very lucky, but definitely want to try to play professionally. I'm not sure where that's going to take me. I've talked to some agents and different people, and maybe some different countries in Europe, that type of thing. But that'll just be a whole nother journey in itself. But I think being a pro is something that'll be a really cool experience, especially overseas when you get to go to all those different countries in Europe and kind of be immersed in that culture and learn a whole new, almost a whole new style of basketball and a whole new culture of supporting basketball. You see some of those crazy atmospheres they have there, and it just looks super cool. So I definitely want to try to play pro and have a 5, 10 year career, stretch it out as long as I can, and just enjoy the game, because the game has treated me very well so far. So I want to just keep soaking it up.
Yeah, no doubt. If you can get paid money to play a game, it's a pretty good game.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, it's
Absolutely.
very cool. So yeah, so all the questions I got for you, just got a rapid fire round. I'll ask you a bunch of questions,
Yeah.
just answer in a timely fashion. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, favorite basketball player of all time.
Paul Pierce.
All right, dogs or cats?
I'm gonna go dogs.
All right, good answer. Favorite food?
I love pineapple.
Okay, favorite holiday?
Got to be Thanksgiving. Got a lot of good food.
All right. Toughest player you've ever had to guard?
Best player I've ever had to guard. Oof. I would probably go just based on the time. I played against Tyler Hero a lot in high school. And I mean, he's a tough cover. I didn't always match up against him, but when I did, I mean, he's handing out buckets left and right.
Yeah, no doubt. Favorite movie?
Interstellar.
MJ or LeBron?
That's tough. I don't know. I'm gonna have to go LeBron just because I've watched LeBron, but I mean, no disrespect to MJ whatsoever.
See, as an old head in college, I thought you might go MJ.
I mean,
But,
I'm not saying LeBron's my GOAT. I'm just saying if I had to watch one, it would probably be LeBron.
all right, good deal. Who is the best player in the world right now?
Gotta be Jokic. It's gotta be Jokic. He's unstoppable.
Favorite sport outside of basketball?
I'm a big football head, man. I watch pretty much every NFL game that's on TV.
Right. Favorite musical artist?
Lately, I'd have to go with Burna Boy.
Okay. Biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve, probably just people that don't like do their dishes after they're done with them.
You're not a fan of soaking? Letting the
No,
dishes soak?
don't just leave everything sitting there.
All right. Favorite city you've ever visited?
I'm a big Celtics fan. I've been to Boston twice, so that was super cool seeing all the history there. I love that city.
All right. Last two questions. Favorite type of workout?
I love just a shooting workout where you're just sprinting the entire time and you're dog tired after like a 90-minute workout. That's good stuff right there.
All right. Your least favorite type of workout?
Least favorite. Probably something defense, man. If
Yeah.
you, probably like full court slides, that type of stuff. That stuff's brutal.
Good deal. Well, that is Jack Golkey, who I think has a solid chance of becoming a household name alongside Lampman and Townsend. Guys, check him out. I'll drop his socials in the description. But yeah, Jack, thank you very much for coming on the show. Best of luck, and looking forward to staying connected along the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on, Matt. This is cool.